Well, hello, and welcome to Python 411, Computer Programming for Everybody. Today's podcast is a podcast about agile testing with Python framework tools. And basically, it is a, I called this from the PyCon audio talks from PyCon 2005. The 2006 talks are still not up, but there are some good ones on out there from 2005, and I encourage you to go look them up. But there was a request for a podcast about agile testing, and I was able to find this one by Greg Georgiou of Avamar, and it's a good one, so about 15 minutes long. And without further ado, here we go.
Hi, everybody. I guess today we have the European session here. I'm originally from Romania. So I'm going to talk about agile testing with Python test frameworks. First of all, the question is, what is agile testing? It's a pretty hard question to answer. People have various opinions, and these are some of mine that I got from various discussion lists and various materials. One, I would say the main one is to practice test-driven development. That's one aspect of agile development in general. But that's not really agile testing. It's more development practice than a testing practice. I would say what defines agile testing is a short feedback loop between developers and testers. Usually in QA, what is known as QA, if people here do have QA teams, code is kind of thrown over the wall and the expression goes to QA at the very end, and deadlines are strict and bugs have to be found at the very end of the project. In agile testing, there is a very fluid collaboration between developers and testers make sure that bugs are found early rather than late in the game, and they collaborate with programmers, and they change their mentality from being the last line of defense and from having a defensive mentality themselves to being a service provider for the development team and helping them, for example, improve testability of the code, which means providing test hooks, helping developers provide test hooks into the code so that the code can be tested in a better way. And also, there is a fluid way of providing value is that you do whatever job needs to be done, and you automate what you can, but you don't really make a lot of your automation, because I've seen that happen many times. And it's kind of tough to do, especially when you're dealing with Python. It's much more fun to write Python programs, but the role of the tester is to find bugs. So you do need to keep that in mind. And another thing this is an expression that Brian Merrick, who is one of the main proponents of agile testing, uses business-facing tests, which are, I guess, the acceptance test that somebody mentioned. They are tests that ideally are written by customers and that are written in some way that is easy for customers to understand. For example, in an Excel file, a spreadsheet format, or if they know how to use a wiki, they can use directly a tabular format in a wiki. Another aspect is automated regression testing, and finally sessions of exploratory testing. This is a term that James Bach came up with, another well-known agile tester, which basically means stray away from your scripted testing and use your imagination and your intuition in actually finding bugs, don't tell people exactly what to do and how to do it, just let them explore the product and find as many bugs as they can. I try to think about why Python is a good choice for agile testing, and I came up with some stuff of why I think Python is an agile language. In extreme programming, there are four core values: simplicity, communication, feedback, and courage. And I won't spend too much time on this. Of course, everybody knows about simplicity. Communication, I think it's Python meets that goal because it lets you code, it doesn't get in your way. And also the significant white space is makes code look the same across your team. So all the team members can then communicate more meaningfully. And then another very important thing, doctest was mentioned, and the doctest developers call it either executable documentation or literally testing. And that's a really powerful way of communicating your purpose via your code and your tests. Feedback, that was mentioned during the keynote, how important, how amazed people are when they see the feedback loop that, that Python provides via the interpreter. And also feedback can be given in the context of unit test frameworks. And courage, by courage, people sometimes mean in the context of XP, throwing away your code and starting from scratch, which I think is a great, I mean, Python needs that because it's a pleasure to code in Python, so it kind of makes it easy to throw away your code and start coding again because you love to do that. Unit testing, I won't spend too much time. I mean, Holger talked about PyTest. The one package that's included in the standard distribution is unit test. It's a port of JUnit, and that's why many people consider it un-Pythonic, in quotes. There is a certain overhead associated with it. You do need to inherit from a special class called test case, and assert methods have funky names like assert equal, assert true. But it does provide state management. You can set up your fixtures via setup and teardown methods, and it does provide test suites. Doctest is another unit test framework that was mentioned, as I said. And you just copy and paste from your shell session. And I combined it with FDoc in some of my testing to produce what is sometimes called agile documentation, which means your doc streams are interpreted and by FDoc and shown in HTML format, and your doc tests are shown within the documentation. So you keep everything in sync, your code, your tests, and your documentation, which is something that is really hard to do, if you think about it, and with Python, it was amazingly easy. I won't talk too much about PyTest. You got it from a source here. It's amazingly versatile, and to answer your somebody's question about acceptance testing, I've actually done acceptance testing with PyTest because of its collection mechanism, and it just is a great way to collect all your tests and run them in sequence, and that's what sometimes people mean by acceptance testing. Sometimes it's called, I mean, there are many ways to call it, functional testing or system testing. It depends on your definition, but it's not tests at the code, the method or the function level, but combining several pieces of code. Other not necessarily testing tools, but I just wanted to mention them in the context of agile development, Pylint, Coverage, and BuildBot for continuous integration. I haven't actually used it myself yet, but I've heard good things about it. This is a thing that I wrote. It's a port of JUnit Perf, which is a Java package written by Mike Clark. You can remember with the Pragmatic Programmer series. He wrote the Pragmatic Project Automation book. And this is a package he came up with for extending unit tests with time and load constraints for performance. And he calls it continuous performance testing, which I think is really valuable. You have a set of tests that stress your timing constraints and your load constraints, for example, a web application. And I tried porting to Python as just an initial port, and I haven't had much feedback yet, so I don't know. This is basically how I started to use Python in my company. We're a backup and restore company. We have a backup and restore product that does disk-to-disk backup. And the main functionality is obviously backing up a set of files or directories or mail messages or databases and then restore them and then verify that the restored data is the same as the original. So we have a main class in Python that contains the main root, and it has all these generic methods that do backup, restores, and the data that we store. So most of the time, all you need to do is just overwrite generate data to generate meaningful data sets. Like, for example, say you want to test all the possible permutations of Unix permissions. It's really easy. Just generate all the permutations and generate data, and the rest takes care of it. And another very important aspect of using Python is in generating large data sets. I found that that's one way of finding tons of bugs by having huge data sets. And many bugs don't even surface unless you have that. So I was able to create hundreds of Active Directory users and Exchange mailboxes, thousands of Exchange folders and messages within a mailbox, multi-gigabyte Oracle databases and SQL Server databases, and all with available Python modules and with the great Win32 support that Python has. Another interesting aspect is that we're using an HTTP POST mechanism to post results to a database, and that's, in my experience, that's a really nice lightweight way to send results from clients to a central server without, for example, installing all the database bindings on every client. You just need to have the database on one server, and then you just use HTTP POST. It's almost like a web service kind of thing. StabStax is a platform from IBM which does automated test distribution, execution, and reporting. This is really important for my company, for example, because we provide clients on all the platforms out there. Solaris, AIX, HP, all the Windows flavors, the major Linux flavors. So we needed a way to actually run the clients on all these platforms every night during our nightly regression test. And we tried to do an XML RPC kind of homegrown thing, but soon we realized that we need all kinds of features. And I did some research and I stumbled on this platform, on this framework, which is really, really, really nice. It runs an agent on all the machines, and it knows there's a so-called stack service machine, which is like a management machine, and that coordinates all the agents and gathers all the results and all the logs. So you have a central repository of logs that you can query. And it has all kinds of useful constructs like iterate, parallel iterate, so you can run your tests. You can wait for certain tests to finish before you start your other tests. For example, in our case, we load the server. We have a server component and a client component, so the server has to be there before clients can actually back up to the server. And of course, it belongs to the Python test framework thing because it uses JPython. And within its XML files, it's based on XML, which is kind of ugly. But you do have all the Python. Actually, there's not much difference between JPython and Python in this context. So you can think of it as Python to define various logic that you want. And it is being used by the Linux test project, which means it works. And this is our automated regression test scenario that runs every night. A build completion message, we have a method build. So there's a build message sent to several distribution lists, one of them goes to QA, and then there's a certain user with a .procmailrc file, which triggers a Python script, which sends a stack job to the stack service machine, and then that coordinates all the clients, and then that script queries periodically until it gets a stop line, and then it goes has stopped, and then sends an email to everybody in QA. Acceptance testing with fitness, PyFit. This is are people familiar with Fit or PyFit? Anybody familiar with it? Not too many people. It's a really great way. I mean, it's the brainchild of Ward Cunningham, which of XP fame, and he came up with the Fit framework. I think it stands for framework for integrated testing, with tests being expressed as HTML tables with. And they are data-driven. You just specify what data you want to feed the test and what data you expect.
Okay, and so there you have it. Until next time, this is Ron Stevens with Python 411, computer programming for everybody.